Hey everybody, I hope everybody's having a good day so far. I know I am. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on this new and improved, repackaged, reloaded, The Sage Mentality. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about finding your place in the world. Where do you belong? You know, actually, I've met so many tremendous people that actually come up to me and say, you know, Zach, you know, I want better things in my life, but unfortunately, I don't know where to start. I'm stuck in a certain situation. The thing is that what I find interesting is sometimes we people, or, you know, people, you know, the society in the world, you know, they're too comfortable where they're at. I'm always a firm believer of, you don't want to get too comfortable in a situation or a job or any place where you're at, because that means you're closing your mind off from new things and new opportunities and whatnot. So, you know, I've always preached, I always teach, or I always try to tell people that, you know, be more open-minded. Don't be so closed-minded, because if you're so close, if you become closed-minded, then those opportunities, those the opportunities to learn new things will end up passing you by, and you don't want that. Anyway, guys, ready to jump in today's lesson. Now, how to boldly find your place in the world when you don't know how. Demystifying the process of discovering your personal calling in life. Now, I wonder if every day that's been passing by, you've been feeling like you're drifting. Drifting further and further away from where you want to be in your life. You know that there's something bigger out there for you, but it's been so hard for you to place your finger on what that is. And it's scary to step into the unknown in order to try and figure it out. But what if there was a way to get crystal clear on what you were meant to do with your life? What if there was a way to truly connect with your unique calling? I believe that every individual has an amazing passions and talents residing inside of them. And for many, these passions and talents are just waiting to be unleashed. Unfortunately, life can be tough, and to living such a life is so much easier said than done. You know, you get stuck as you try to balance all the responsibilities that come with daily adult life. And maybe you are one of those people who disengaged at your job, anxious about your future and losing hope of ever living the life you ever dreamt of. You know, if this is you, then you're probably living a life someone else wanted you to live. It's not surprising that one of the top five regrets people express on their deathbed was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. You know, whether it's our parents placing a certain path for us, the American dream that provides the formula for success, or the culture that pressures us to be a certain way, we face every day with options on how we should live our lives. When we start living a life doing the things we were specifically meant to do, things slowly start to fall into place. But here's the important part, guys. There is no step-by-step formula to living out your true calling in life. Now, let me get a drink of All Day You May. A little thirsty. you know, this is why when people try to discover their calling, they end up giving up because, you know, they're looking for the wrong things to begin with. And people want a fail-proof plan with all the answers all laid out for them. But your calling doesn't work like that. I'm telling you guys. This is why it's much easier to follow formulas like the American dream to get good grades, get into a good school, and get a good job. There's a sense of comfort in having your life planned out for you, but you're in for a rude awakening. When you finally get the job and realize you don't want to do this for the rest of your life. And here's the harsh truth. You probably haven't done much as you should in taking action to live out your true calling, because it's much easier to live a life someone else wants you to. The biggest paradigm shift for me was, yes, while I was following someone else's instructions on how to live my life, the real reason I never discovered my calling and lived it out was because I was afraid to do so. That's so true. Because the thing is that, like I said in the beginning, some people are just afraid of change. They're afraid that they're comfortable. Their current comfortable situation in their life will change, and they don't want that because they're comfortable, they're content. And when they see an opportunity to change, they don't want to change because they're too scared and they don't want to take that leap of faith. It's easier to dream of a great life rather than to do the hard work it takes to achieve it. And the scariest part is, once you take ownership of of the one life you have no one else to blame if things go wrong. At least following someone else's instructions gives you the right to blame them. So to help you find your unique place in the world, here are three important things to keep in mind about what your calling truly is and isn't. Number one, guys, your calling is not a formula. In a world where how-to tutorials and get-rich-quick schemes flood our social media feeds, we want to be able to figure out instantly how to succeed in our lives. This is why most people still feel stuck, no matter how many things they tried. But, you know, it won't be until you realize who you truly are and what matters to you that you will begin to feel a sense of what you are called to do with your life. And your calling is not a step-by-step formula. Let me tell you guys, it's more of a compass. Your calling is more of an absolute direction that should steer your life towards. It involves courageous stepping into the unknown and believing that life is so much greater than just yourself. And once you realize this fact, you will be headed into the right direction that brings your life a deep sense of meaning, which is what we all want at the end of the day. Now, here's a quote, guys. Life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. Number two. Your calling isn't meant to give you a sense of safety and security. Now, you probably felt this at some point in your life. Sometimes beckoning you towards a different life, and parts of you know that your best life is on the other side, but your fears are holding you back. You know, living out your calling requires the audacity to step into the unknown, to discover what you're capable of. I think Franklin D. Roosevelt was spot on when he said, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. Your calling never asks you to settle, but instead asks you to keep moving forward. When living out your calling becomes more important to you than the fears that hold you back, that's when you will find the courage to take the bold actions necessary. Three, guys, is number three. Your calling isn't always about what you are doing, but it has everything to do with who you are becoming. Now, the reality is that life is hard, and some of us spend most of our lives in survival mode just to pay the bills and put food on the table. But the best way to live the one life you have is to utilize that passion and talents that you possess. If we bury our dreams because we're too busy for them, we will never become who we were meant to become. All individuals have a burning desire within themselves and a unique set of skills that can help create meaningful impact on the world. But until we take the time to intimately connect with and cultivate them, we will never find out our true calling. How to live out your unique calling? There are four things I will teach you guys about. The absolute necessary steps to be able to have in order to discover and live out your calling. Now, here are the four steps for you guys. Cultivating a safe space. Finding your why, purpose. Utilizing your natural talents. Building your tribe. Whether it's building a new startup, improving your leadership, or creating an important movement, these key things will be the core reasons that will determine whether or not you succeed. Now, if you're ready to learn more about how to put these concepts into action, then you can download... actually, check this guys out. You can download a What's Next? 4 Insanely Important Steps to Finding Your Unique Calling for some practical things you can immediately start doing today. So, there you guys go. Cheers to, and remember, cheers to keeping life beautiful, guys. So, with that said, I'm hoping that was able to help you guys. And, here's the ending of it. That's the thing, man. You guys gonna have to, not just try to be more open-minded about things. Don't close yourself off from things, work harder than the other person, know that you're better. You're way more valuable than where you are now. I see that in a lot of people I talk to. Some people just don't know or see their true potential. I mean, I see a lot of true potential with a lot of individuals I work with and I see on day-to-day basis. And, this is my last call to you guys. I want you all to succeed. I want you all to be able to be successful in life, to try and, the thing is too, is also, I'm going to share my life experience. I'm still in that place where I'm still trying to find my place. I was able to travel after my 10-year marriage. I was in Alaska for 15 years, but I was married for 10. So, after my marriage ended, I kind of wanted to go back to California and visit, old family that I haven't seen in years and able to get to know them because I felt like I've been gone for so long. And, I was able to go to Sacramento, San Diego, San Francisco, all those places. I was able to kind of find myself again in those places, and I'm still trying to find myself. I'm still trying to find out where I belong. I think I'm at that point right now in my life where I know where I need to be. I know where my place is, and the thing is that I feel like I want to help people. I want to inspire. I want to motivate each and every one of you. I see a lot of good potential in a lot of you guys, a lot of people that I work with. And, go out there, find your place, try to find something, with, today's lessons, I hope that, this lesson will be able to open your mind and find out what you want, So, well, anyway, guys, that's the end of the episode, the podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed. I offer, if you guys have any feedback or any questions or, questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Most of you guys, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, or, Facebook, you can always look me up. It's on Facebook, it's Zachariah Salaces. And then on Instagram, it's AskGuardian2813, like Thor. And on Snapchat, you can get me on Snapchat. I actually will put a... I'll give you guys some links. I just got to set that up for you guys so you can easily find me if you guys want to follow. But I'm hoping to do this probably every other week. I know you guys get busy, but, I actually want to be able to do this each and every day and, to motivate and inspire you guys. So this is my, this benefits not just me, but it benefits you. And I love doing this for you guys. And, hopefully we can, build something better and, we can all learn from each other. With that being said, I am signing off, and I hope you guys enjoyed the lesson and enjoyed the podcast, and stay tuned for any other, I'm going to be recording an episode here soon, another episode. Like I said, I'm going to probably do it every other week or so, but I will give you updates on the next episode. So with that being said, guys, I hope you all take care, and I love each and every one of you. So, see you guys later. I'll see you guys down the road. Take care.